All right, good morning and welcome to the Allegiance Team Academy special meeting of the Board of Directors, July 13th, 2018. Call the meeting to order at 8:33 a.m. Meeting location is 5862 C Street, Chino, California, 91710. Instructions for presentations to the board by parents and citizens. Allegiance Team Academy Thrive Charter School, also known as ASA Thrive, is a direct-funded, independent public charter school operated by the Allegiance Team Academy Nonprofit Public Benefit Corporation and governed by Allegiance Team Academy Incorporated Corporate Board of Directors. The purpose of a public meeting of the board is to conduct the affairs of Allegiance Team Academy in public. We are pleased that you are in attendance and hope you will visit these meetings often. Your participation assures us of continuing community interest in our school. Agendas are available to all audience members at the meeting. Note that the order of business on this agenda may be changed without prior notice. For more information on this agenda, please contact Allegiance at info@asathrive.org. Requests to speak forms are available to all audience members who wish to speak on an agenda item or under general category of public comments. Public comments are set aside for members of the audience to comment. However, due to public meeting laws, the board can only listen to your issue, not take action. The public is invited to address the board regarding items listed on the agenda. Comments on an agenda item will be accepted during consideration of that item or prior to consideration of the item in the case of a closed session item. Please turn in comment cards to the board secretary prior to the item you wish to speak on. These presentations are limited to 3 minutes. In compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and upon request, Allegiance Team Academy may furnish reasonable auxiliary aids and services to qualified individuals with disabilities. Individuals who require appropriate alternative modification of the agenda in order to participate in board meetings are invited to contact Allegiance Team Academy. Roll call, Samantha Odo.
Here.
Raquel Rawl.
Here.
Melanie Choi.
Here.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Here.
And Andrew Vesti, I'm here. Public comments, items not on the agenda. No individual presentation shall be for more than 3 minutes. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. Are there any comment cards?
There are none.
There are none. Moving on, approval of agenda for the board meeting for July 13, 2018. It is recommended the board of directors approve the agenda for the special board meeting for July 13, 2018. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Who's that? Sam? Second?
I'll second.
Second, Melanie. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo. Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti? Aye. Passes 5-0. Communications, comments from the Board of Directors. Sam?
I have none.
Raquel?
None.
Melanie?
None.
Vanessa?
None.
And I have none. CEO?
We'll keep it brief. It's in everyone's interest. We'll have quite a full agenda at the end of the month for the regular meeting. The first start with some exciting news. We were approved for the state's revolving loan, so that will be rolling out for us. There's some documents we have to turn in, which we've started to do. And while it was already assumed in our budget, it's $250,000 loan at an awesome, great rate. So it's pretty significant for startup. Startup mode, and it was reassuring of the kind of the health of our organization. Not everybody who applies gets that loan. So from our enrollment numbers to what our preliminary budgets look like, those are some of the factors that go into being approved for that loan. So glad to share that. We are also in the first stage of our federal startup grant. And so we have to find a clever way to spend. We have a plan for spending, but spend $350,000 before kids show up without having $350,000 is what we have to do now. So working with Charter Impact to make that happen, and Meredith as well. So by the way, yeah, this is Meredith, our Director of Business Services. I forgot to introduce you all. So. And also a newer face in the room, Janelle Dizon, is one of our founding teachers. So she's here too. Hi, Janelle. And I think Steve from Optiva, who you will hear from shortly. So just wanted to share that, again, fuller kind of update at the regular meeting just to get to the things on our agenda. But if there are any questions in these or other areas, I'd be glad to answer them. All right.
Thank you. Items scheduled for consent. The minutes for the regular meeting of the Board of Directors on June 24th, 2018. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion.
Motion Vanessa, a second?
I'll second.
Second Sam. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Items scheduled for our discussion and or action. First up, contract for services for duties related to information technology with Optiva IT. Did you want to just wait for questions or
yeah,
did you
have? Yeah, it's probably the best thing. I'm going to be managing your guys' devices and network, all the back end stuff. We're going to be coming in and managing it. The day to day stuff, supporting the staff, supporting the students. And anytime you guys have any issues, basically you guys would just submit a support ticket to us and we would support you guys remotely or on site.
So I know last time this was on the agenda, there was a question since the district's providing a lot of items. I know stuff, if you it's purchased through you guys, then it's free of charge, but this stuff won't be.
Yeah. You want me to address that just a little bit? Just so you guys are not confused, what the district is doing is they're basically coming in here and they're putting everything in place for us to come in and basically configure and set up the network. The computers, the printers, the phones, the servers. So basically, they're just putting in the Wi-Fi access points. They're setting up the internet. They're setting up the data drops. They're doing all the back-end stuff. But as far as coming in and configuring the computers, the printers, the servers, they're not doing any of that. That's where we come in. And that right there is very detailed and it's time-consuming. So the sooner that we could come in with my team and coordinate with the district, that would be great.
I have a question. I know you're giving us via support via phone, but if it's something that you have to come, one of your guys has to come in physically to do, say, I don't know, some hardwire issue or something, normally what's the turnaround time?
Okay, so the service level agreement on that is going to be very quick with you guys because my office is actually right up the street, right off Mountain and Upland. But we normally would touch, like if you submitted a support ticket, we would touch it within 5 minutes. And I could usually get somebody out here with how close we are to you guys in 30 minutes.
Within 5 minutes during the 9 through 6 business hours?
Through 9 to 6.
So because we start school at 8 and we
that's
have
fine.
Something happen, someone could get here, talk to us, what's the, in that
yeah,
gray
to,
area?
To be quite honest, we get support tickets and calls as early as 5 a.m. So helping you guys out at 8 a.m. when the school starts would not be a problem at all.
Any other questions?
And then the other question is, like, the agreement is for 2 years, but the, I guess, the fee or the price that we're paying is only here for the first year. Like, can you speak to what are those factors that may change it for that second year, since we're entering in a two-year agreement but only have a, we know the cost for 1 year?
Yeah, it's going to stick. It's not going to go up.
Irregardless of whatever
it's
happens, we have 10,000 new machines, still the same price.
Oh, as far as the devices, if you guys grow, then obviously the price is going to go
up. Well, that's why I'm asking, because
yeah,
no matter what. Yeah,
yeah, if you guys stay the same the way it is, the price stays, but everything's negotiable. If you know, Sebastian comes to me and says, hey, we only have this much money. I'm here to help you guys win. I'm not here to nickel and dime. So whatever we can work out, it's fine.
Any other questions? All right, so do I have a motion to adopt and approve the contract for services related to information technology with...
Mary had a question.
Oh, all right.
Sorry, I was just wondering, is it your company that's responsible for security and firewalls and all that, or is it the district that imposes
we're,
that?
We're going to be, they're going to be filtering a firewall through their school, I believe, of or the district of North or something. Palo Alto, I believe.
Yeah, I don't remember the details. It's in the...
Yeah, but we are also going to be bringing in our endpoint security, so all of your devices, everything that's on the network is going to be a second layer of security.
Okay.
And the most important part about that is we're a proactive company, so we're going to be managing that 24/7. Very important.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Sorry, you were interrupted.
No, it's all good. So, do I have a motion to adopt and approve the contract for services related to information technology with Optiva IT?
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Vanessa, second.
I'll second.
Who's that, Sam?
Yep.
All right. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Passes 5-0. Thank you, sir. Number two, contract for services, for nursing services. To meet the needs of incoming students, Allegiant STEAM Academy will be required to provide additional nursing services. ASA received quotes from Associated Health Professionals Incorporated and Maxim Healthcare Services to provide nursing services.
So as we're looking at the as students who are enrolling, and this is specific to students with IEPs, right? As their services are becoming known through hard work of Diana and the team, we're identifying services that have to be in place day one. This is one of those that needs to be in place day one. It's an LVN, it's a licensed vocational nurse, because it's specified in a student's IEP. So Callie's been working with SELPA to get some proposals in, and she's presented several to you. SELPA and Callie, having talked, both organizations endorse associates. They've already identified the LVN, happens to be here in Chino. It is also the better rate of the two. And if there's anything else missing, as far as any questions, I'll do my best to address them, but if not, we can call in Callie as well. Yeah. This has been her territory.
Yeah. Is this nurse just for this student then? Is that how it works? Or
the way it, in this particular case, there needs to be a nurse on call. So this does not replace our health technician. That's not that role.
Okay.
This service is specific for the student. And so what happens in this is this person is available, has to be available within, I think it's within 2 minutes to get to the student, should be needed. I think it's less than that.
Mm-hmm.
So while the person can be doing other things, really has to be ready for this child. It's not a one-on-one.
Okay.
The LVN does not need to be with the student at all times. It needs to be available.
So basically, they'll be at the school physically.
So they will be at the school during instruction while the student is here.
Well, you know me about, and with workers' comp.
Yeah.
So my only recommendation would be to make sure that we have certificate of coverage from that particular company, and also subrogation of waiver if anything should may happen.
Yeah.
We are excluded from any type of liability in regards to that.
So what would be the responsibilities? Like, are we going to delineate something for that individual for when they're not with the student, or they can just sit there until and
yeah.
do nothing? Or
yeah. And when it's not managed well, these contracts, that's what happens, right? Person's
yeah.
waiting around. Yeah. So long as we do not disrupt the service in the IEP, then we can negotiate other duties. But it cannot. The service is primarily in place because of what is dictated in the IEP. So
right. So, but if something transpires with another student, there's something that precludes this
right.
LVN who has
yeah.
this expertise, you know, to help
right.
another student. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So the person can be available for that. Again, so long. So in that moment, the student we have required the LVN. We would be out of compliance if the person is not available to that.
Within normal standards. So if she's giving emergency care to another student, then obviously she could stay there. Based off of that.
But really, technically, it would be we would be out of compliance if the person is not responding as the IEP states to the student.
So nothing supersedes that, like not even.
No,
I mean dire circumstances.
Sure, I think you know, I would think it would, right? Common sense would draw that, but technically, from a compliance standpoint, we would be out of compliance. So that's why we have to kind of manage that workload in a way that's not going to be put the compliance of the IEP in jeopardy.
I understand workload, but I'm talking about, I mean, something there's no precedent for. So if there's an emergency
yeah.
and this person is giving, you know,
sure.
I don't know, whatever
yeah.
the case may be. So you're saying if this person works with another student who is at that point, you know, do, I don't know, quick triage or whatever,
sure.
and she, this another student needs that care more so than this IEP student, then there could be ramifications on us if she doesn't stop that and go to the IEP student.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Simply put, if you're not providing the service, then there's a compliance exposure. Yeah. That doesn't mean it would be acted on, right? The do anything with that. But from a legal frame, yes, not providing the service that's in the IEP, regardless of reason, would be the risk of exposure there.
Is there some kind of guideline as to like the number of students per nurse, or is there just, you know, as long as we have one, it'll be on site, then that covers all the students?
It would depend on the actual IEPs, but that is the direction that a lot of schools and larger districts that can employ LVNs, right,
okay,
go to, where they have one on site knowing that there are three or four students who have that service in their IEP.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what happens in that scenario. I don't know what that looks like. But generally, that LVN would cover several students. And I don't know the ratio, but I know it would be more than one.
Okay, is that something we need to look into just in case?
Well, so far, we'll see as the IEPs come in. So far, there's only one.
Okay.
Yeah, that requires the service.
And is this contract only dependent, like, on this specific student? So if for some reason the student's no longer on campus, we're not held
right
to anything.
And Callie's actually negotiating what it looks like when the student's absent, right? What does
right
that look like? So all of that is being...
Well, in the associated, there's a clause. If you tell them 2 hours before,
yeah,
then we don't get charged for that day.
Right.
So that's one thing I was going to bring up. Is there a way we can maybe work with this specific family
right
to have maybe an employee... I mean... Sorry, yes, but like if they can call you the night before to let you know?
Right, and that's something we'll look at from an attendance standpoint, right, to push our families to notify us as soon as possible, obviously for planned absences, but even if, you know, the kid was sick, and in this case, we're anticipating quite a few absences for, you know, for health reasons, so we will have notice of those, but yeah, I think we would work with the family, so the best they can, just give us the heads up.
Yeah. Else? So I'll actually make a motion that we go with Associated Health Professionals Incorporated and adopt and approve their contract for services related to nursing services. I'll second.
I'll second.
Second, Sam. Roll call vote. Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Next up, student conduct policy. We've all had a chance to review it. It is recommended the Board of Directors adopt and approve the student conduct policy. Any questions, comments?
No.
So do I have a motion to adopt and approve?
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Vanessa, second.
I'll second.
Is that Melanie?
Melanie.
Roll call vote. Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti. Aye. Records retention policy. Any questions, comments? Do I have a motion to adopt and approve the records retention policy?
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Sam. Sam, second.
Second.
Second, Raquel. roll call vote. Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. The factoring agreement with Charter Asset Management. The board will review and or discuss the factoring agreement presented to Allegiant STEAM Academy to provide $350,000 to assist with startup expenses. Myself and Dr. Cognetta have agreed to be personal guarantees for the factoring agreement. Do you want to speak on that?
Yeah, and nothing new as far as what I have in regards to what I've shared regarding factoring in the past. With the confirmation of the startup grant and the revolving loan, we do anticipate being kind of cash rich by January and no longer needing factoring. Again, the where we're strapped for money is now, right, until we receive our first bit of funding. And yeah, I'm finding out a clever way of spending money that we don't have. But we anticipated this would be coming at this time for largely the fact this current draw is for the salaries that are going to come on, you know, that have come on now, and will the employees that will start when everybody starts in August, right, to cover that. Anything else? Questions on that?
And this will be our last, well, hopefully our last draw, correct? All right, thanks.
Yeah. Well, at this point, what we'll see happening is we're not going to spend in a way that, that requires us to draw again. It's if there are deferrals or so on from the state, from funding that we're expecting at certain times, that is what will result in another draw, right? Because we're expecting money to come in at a certain time and then it's deferred for months or whatever. We've seen that before, right? Then we might have to look at another draw. So at this point, it's basically out of our control, but if things should not change and the state budget does look healthy, then this should be our last draw.
Questions, comments?
Nope.
All right. So do I have a motion to approve and agree to the factoring agreement with Charter Asset Management?
Motion.
Sam? Second?
I'll second.
Second, Vanessa. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Application for a corporate credit card to assist in the startup of Allegiant STEAM Academy Thrive and daily operations. The Chief Executive Officer is requesting to apply for and obtain a corporate credit card with such credit limit and terms as the CEO deems advisable. The CEO and Director of Business Services are authorized to charge on that account any expenses that are reasonably related to carrying out the business of the organization as provided for by the fiscal policies and procedures. Questions?
We know which one we're looking at.
I'm taking a look at Capital One, and Charter Impact recommended that we talk to California Credit Union.
Okay.
That's we just have to find one that has a business card. Okay. Either way, it has to be guaranteed by one of our Social Security numbers. So I'm going to look for the best terms and something that provides cash back and something that doesn't have any no fee and, you know, that has a credit limit that we can manage.
Do we know the rules on things like that, like when there are rewards, like cash back or points for this and that sort of thing, and what those can be applied to?
In the past, I'm not sure what the rules are, to tell you the truth, but in the past, what we've done, or I've done in my past experience, is just take the cash back and it goes straight back into the general fund.
Yeah, I just know in that meeting that we went to, I mean, some people get in trouble for doing, like, using the mile, you know, using
right.
whatever for
exactly.
us. I just want to make sure that we
yeah,
are cognizant of those things.
Yeah, we'll look at the cash back card exclusively. Nothing with miles or points or things like that. But something where the cash comes right back to the school. I mean, if you have a recommendation for a card.
Oh, I don't have a recommendation. I just want to make sure
right.
we
no, exactly,
are on
yeah.
the up and up. And, yeah.
yeah, no miles. That,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
trouble.
No miles or points. I mean, it's
yeah.
too hard to track.
All right, so do I have a motion to adopt and approve the application for a corporate credit card and authorize users being the CEO and Director of Business Services?
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Vanessa. Second?
I'll second.
Second, Melanie. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Next up, the adjournment. It is recommended the Board of Directors adjourn the special board meeting for July 13th, 2018. Who wants to make that motion?
I'll make a motion.
Motion for Kel.
She's on it.
She's got to go somewhere. Second.
I'll second.
Second, Sam. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Meeting is adjourned at 8:56 a.m.